Like, what happened before? What happened later? Like, we're afraid maybe people ask too many questions. Kamashmon, we're not afraid. You could read Maisa Breishis, the Parsha Breishis. We don't have to be afraid of these things. Kamashmon. Maisa Loit, Ushtei Benoisav, Nikro Matargum. The same thing, let her read it, and you can say the Targum also. Explain it also. Pshita, why not? Like, it's not nice. Lot was a relative of Avram. It's not nice to say over this parasha what happened with Lot with his own two daughters. It's Kamash Mulan. It's Rashi. Kamash Mulan. No, we're not afraid of it. But it's not called, the place, it's not called such a covered by Avram like it was Lot. It wasn't by Avram. Vaita Maise Tom of Yehuda Nikra Matarkum. The Maise with Tom and Yehuda also will allow to read it and we can interpret it also. For the more Pshita. Tamar says, like, of course, why not? Maybe it's not nice to say what Yehuda did, that he lived with Tamar, he thought she was a Zayin, and he lived with her, it's not so nice. So maybe we should not say the Targum, not to explain it too much, people shouldn't think into it. Kamashvila, no, Shavchu, it's a Shvach for Yehuda. To Yehuduya, because I call upon him, he was Maida. Yehuda was Maida, it's Rashi, Shehoida Mechetoi. When Thomas showed her this morning, he was moided, says me, many was from me, and had a tremendous midah of Yehuda, he was moided that he did the chet. So because he was moided, something good from it, it's a shvach, it's kedai to read it and to targum it, to interpret it also.
Alright, turn over.
Right, the Maisa Egel Rishon Nikra Matargum. The first psukim we talk about the Maisa Egel, we could read and say the Targum. Pshita, why not? Like, everything is understandable. You're not going to say any new chedushim in the Targum. Like, the psukim say clearly what happened. So, at the time, I would have thought, Lechas Lechvedim Shal Yisrael, it's not so nice because it's not covered for Klai Yisrael that they did the chet of the Egel. So maybe we should not say the Targum of it. Kamash Mula, no. That this chet of the eagle, Vaisas, was so bad, and even as man as their Chazal say, we get punishment still because of the chet eagle. Chazal say every single punishment that comes to Klal Yisrael, a little bit of it is also still paying back for the chet eagle. So therefore, it's good to be mentioned it, that it should be a kapara for us. Mashma, we still need a complete kapara, we don't have the complete forgiveness for that chet eagle. Therefore, every time we read the parasha and we feel bad about it, that's also a kapara for us. So it's kedai to read the parasha's legal. Kill a klolos of brachos nikurim of a targum. The klolos and the brachos in the Torah were allowed to read and say the targum also. Pshita. Now the time I would have thought neches duma pagi daitayu de tzibura. Maybe the people, like, will lose their minds, they'll come, they'll feel so bad, they'll feel, what do you call, all let down. So they'll be, when they hear these clothes, they'll feel so bad, they'll give up hope already. They'll say, and they'll give up hope to stop being a Jew. And they'll say, it's kedai to stop enjoying whatever we want now, because we'll never get anywhere anyway. It's so hard to be a Jew. It's kamashma, no, we're not afraid of that. So we do say over the clovis. Like the psukim himself talk about it and say that. That any clovis that Hashem gives, we have to know it's only for our benefit. It's only to machazik us and to make us straight. And the blessing right away says, atam nitzavim ayim. Like right after the clovis, it says the pasha of atam nitzavim, to show us that the clovis are only there to make us nitzavim, to make us standing. If we do chatoim, we fall down, Hashem punishes us in order we should stand up again. So it's not something to be miyayish, to give up hope for, but just the opposite. By hearing these klolos, that's mechazik a Jew. Asaras v'yanshin, when the Torah says allow not to do something, then the Torah says, oinish, if you do it, you get punished, is also nekroin the matagrim. We read it, and we say the targum, we interpret also to understand it good. For the more pshita, like, why not? Now the time I would have thought, nechesh du mosul nevad meyira, kamash v'lan, that maybe you'll do it meyira. Kamashma, we're not afraid of that. In other words, maybe people do the mitzvahs now only machmas yira. Like they'll see if we do the averus, we get such a big oinus, such a big punishment. So that's why he's going to be a tzaddik. Not because he's doing it l'shmo, l'shem, Hashem, but he's doing it just to, like, because he's afraid of Hashem. Is kamashma, we're not afraid of that. And other rabbi, we always say, from yira you come meyava. First you have to start off doing the Avodah Meira, then you can come to Meyava. Right, to Maisa Amnon v'Tomer Nikro Matagmi. Could read it and say a Targum also. Maisa Shalom Nikro Matagmi. Pshita Mal d'Taim Malachis Likor the David. Like it's not nice to say all these stories about David's children, what happened with them. We shouldn't read it. Kamashlan, still you can read it over. Kamashlan, says it's not so bad. It's not directly to David. Right, to Maisa Pelegish Begiva. Is Nikra Matargama, so we could read it for Aftera, how we could interpret it. But the more Pshita, like, why not? Ma the time I would have thought, Lechish Lechvoida the Binyamin. It's not nice for Binyamin that his Sheva did such an Avera, such a Misa Zak, like Plegish Begiva. Is Tamashvlan, we're not afraid. Still, we could read it. Could be the Pshat is it's a Kapora for them, the Inyo of the Plegish Begiva, we read it. But the Pesach Nicheska says, Hoydas Yushalayim Esther Voiseha. It should be known about Yishlaim, all the meis, the bad things that happened there. Is Nikra Matargum, this Pasuk, so we could read it, and we could say the Targum. Pshita, so Mar says, Lafukim and Rebbe Leza. This is the opposite, tells us, teaches us, not like Rebbe Leza. The Tanya will learn like this. Maise v'yodem echad, shoyekur v'lamalam Rebbe Leza. One person was reading in front of Rebbe Leza. He was reading this Pasuk for the Aftera. Of Hoydas Yishlaim Esther Vaseh. It should be known about Yishlaim, all the meis, all the bad things that was done there. Is Omaloi, Sir Beleza told him, Achata Bredik Batuavas Yishlaim, since you're talking about all the meis, the bad things that happened in Yishlaim, say your Bredik Batuavas Imcha. Let's go check out your mother, let's make sure you're a kosher Jew. Is Bod Kuachim, they checked out his Yichus, or Motsu Bashemet Psul. They found out that he wasn't a kosher Jew, he had a Shemet Psul also. So my story is, Blezol, it's not nice to say over these psukim. Like, if you talk about it, mashma, something's wrong with you also. The Elo Nikroyim Vlema Targum. These are psukim that we read, but we don't say the Targum. Maisa Ruvain Nikro Vlema Targum. You're allowed to read the Pasha of Ruvain, but don't say the Targum. O Maisa Brebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel. Sholach Lekful, he went to the city Kful. For Yekoira Chazana Knesses, the Chazan was reading. Vayihi Bishchoin Yisrael. Vayomaloi Lematurgmim Hafsek Al Targim. Don't say any more Targim anymore. Ela Achron, only the last one. Rashi said Targim El Achron. Vayu Benayakov Shnei Moser. Vayhisek Azeh Nifsak Nefsek Pashel Lakakor Achron Kiluaya Pasuk Latzmai. He called it left because that was the end of the Hefsek. But I call upon him, you see, they didn't say Targum on this Indian. V'shabchu chachomim, the Chum said it was a good thing to do. Like Rashi explained in the Mishnah, that if we say over the Targum in the Pasha of Reuven, people think that Reuven really lived with Bilhah, and it's not true, therefore we don't say the Targum on this Pasuk. Vayeter says, Maisa Egel Asheni, about the Pesukim, talk about the Egel Asheni means when it repeated itself, what Aaron told Moshe, is Nikra Vloy Matargum. Those psukim we read, but we don't say the Targum. Eze Maisa Egel Asheni. What's considered the story about the Maisa Egel Asheni? Suppose Mar says, Min Vayeme Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. From those psukim, at the end of the story of the Egel, that's called the second Egel already. Trashi Min Vayeme Moshe Al Aaron, Maes Lechom Azeh. What happened to you? And Aaron told back to Moshe, what happened? That's called the second Egel. Not really the second, just when it repeated over again exactly what happened. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Oymer, Liyolom Yayodom Zoye B'Tshuvoysov. A person is very careful how he answers back somebody. Shemeter Tshuva Sheishiv Aaron Lamosha. Because from the way Aaron answered back Moshe Rabbeinu, Pokru Hamorim. It went away the Morim, all the people that complained. So Drashi Heyes Pineyim Lemer Yesh Mamash Rabbi Dezara. It's the people that have chutzpah to say there's something in Avodah Zarah. The people that want to say there's something in Avodah Zarah, they learned out from Aaron's answer that there is something to Avodah Zarah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'yashdichu beish, v'yetzu egel azeh, mashma came out by itself. Mashma, that there is an end of Avodah Zarah. It does something. So therefore, like Aaron should have said that, he shouldn't have said this lotion, that I threw it into the Yesh, for Yetzu Egel Azeh, and the Egel came out. As if to say, there is a Koyach of the Avodah Zarah. Weiter. Birkas Kahanim, Nikroim, Vloimatagnim. When we say the psukim of Birkas Kahanim, we should not have a targum, not interpret it. My time, Mishun Nesiv Yisa. So you have to say Hashem shows favoritism. We shouldn't say Hashem sows favoritism to Klal Yisrael. They don't know Shekadayim Yisrael lost his lamp on him. That it's taka worth it that Hashem should sow favor to Klal Yisrael. The meaning of a brachas like Kedayim Yisrael lost his lamp on him. Ani amati v'chalti v'shabati v'rachti. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu said we have to bench if we fill ourselves up. And Klal Yisrael is machrim al atzmoi if they only eat a kezayis they bench. Midrabbonim, we say Birchas Hamazon on the Kazayas. So like we are more marked upon ourselves, therefore Hashem also shows us special favor. But Kolponim, it's not nice to say it, therefore Yisa, we should not have the Targum on it. Maisa David v'Amnoin, loy Nikroyim v'loy Metargum. We don't read it, and we don't say the Targum either for that server. I v'Amrit, Maisa Amnoin v'Toma Nikroyim v'Targum. Said before it said, you do read it even with Targum. So more so on the Kasha, there's no steer here. Ho dechsev Amnoin ben David, ho dechsev Amnoin stoma. If it says Amnoin ben David, then you don't read it. Where it only says Amnoin, then it's okay. Then it's not such a gnai. Tana Rabbanan, kol amikroyes haksuvim batoira legnai kuren osn l'shvach. Anytime the psukim are written with a lashon of a gnai, not a nice way, when we read it, we try and read it with a lashon toif, a lashon of l'shvach, a nice way. Kagoyin the pasuk says yishkalenu. And we read it, Yishkevenu. Shrash Yishkelenu, Loshon Mishkav, Vastegu Yeshivas. And we read it, Yishkevenu would lie down. The Afulim, we read Betchurim. Shrash Yishkevenu, Loshon Mefarishul Gnai, Yoseh Meetchurim. Vishneim Benekev Beisarei. Both means talking where the waste comes out, but it's a different way of saying it. One's a nicer Loshon. Char Yunim, we read it, Div Yunim. A nice solution, which means the waste that comes out of the yonim, the doves. Then the pasuk says, "Lechol es chareihem v'lishtoy es meimei shineihem," and we read it, "Lechol es tzoyosam v'lishtoy es meimei ragleihem." This is a pasuk in Melachim, and it sounds nicer this way, the way we read it. Then another pasuk in Melachim that says, "Lemochrois," and instead we read it, "Lemaitzois." Like Rashi says, it's talking about by the base of Avodah Zarah, again, that the waste comes out. Yebishuv ben kocher roimer, lemach rois tishmon. That's the way we're supposed to read it. Because it's talking about Avodah Zarah, there we don't mind to speak bad about the Avodah Zarah. And Amar Rav Nachman, Yebishuv ben kocher roimer, lemach rois tishmon. Lemach rois, we read it the way it is. Bevnei shu genai, lavodah zarah. Here the pasuk is like despising Avodah Zarah. Therefore, we're allowed to say it in a nice, not nice way. And like Rav Nachman says, Omer Rav Nachman, kol etzenuso asira. Anytime to mock or to make fun of something, it's asur. Bar miletzenuso de Avodah Zarah. Except when you want to mock in Avodah Zarah. Then you're allowed to make fun of the Avodah Zarah. To show you that's mutter. To see the pasuk says, kora bar karnos nevoi. Uksiv karsoi kuroya yachtov. He's absukhi and they're like making fun of the Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Kaiter Reb Yana Yoyim Mehocha. Li Agloi Space Oin Yiguru Shochan Shemrim. Ki Yovel Olav Amoy. U Kimreyov Olav Yagilo Al Kvoidoi. Ki Golem Imenu. Is out tikri kvoido yela kvid kvedoi. The hardness of it went away. Again, like you're saying a gnus, not a nice thing. Rashi yela kvedoi, kvid masoi, sharei, tialoi. Omer Rav Huna bar Manoach, mishmei de Rav Acha, brei de Rav Ika. Shor le levar Yisrael, a Jew is allowed to, lemeimah to say le leot kvom to a goy. Shakle le avodas kechovim, take your getchka, your avodah zarah, v'yanchei b'shin tuv shaloi.
And Rashi says that means like a loshin of shosh ervas mitrayim. So you can put it in a misa, bad place.
By the mokam erva, put it. Let us tell a guy, take your avodah zarah and put it there. Om Ravashi.
Hai man, de sanoi shumanayo, If somebody has a bad name, a bad reputation, if people say that he does a lot of znus, adultery, is shorinay livzuyayo v'gimel v'shin. You can embarrass him with this name, gimel v'shin. Rashi says it means bag yurusa, you're a ben of a ger, and zoynishmo. Vaita haiman de shaper shemani, somebody that has good reports about him, they say good things about him, shorinay livzuyayo, you're allowed to praise him. Well, man de shabche, never does praise him, is yunaychol lebrochas haroshe, it's a good thing. And the Mashor explains, even though usually you're not supposed to talk too much good about your friend because we're afraid you come to talk gnusa bad about him, but I'll call upon the good that you talk about him still is called yinuchoi, it's a good thing. And also the Mashor said, that I said before by the Avodah Zorah, he could tell the guy to put it in his shin tof. He says it means the mokim mishtana, the mokim will let the water come out of your body, or mokim atsoya, where the waste comes out of your body. Har hadrin alecho hakoyres amikilo oimet.
Thing to do is if nice news went out about a person who did something nice, it's a nice thing to praise him back for it. So that's the Mishnah. B'nei Yair, people from the city, shemokru rechayva shalir, if they sold the rechayva shalir, that was a special place, like a big meeting place in the middle of the town, but had some kedusha on it, because we had before in the Gemara Tainis. Then when they used to have the tainus, the last 13 tainuses, they used to go out to Rechoy Basir, in the middle of the streets, and they used to daven there. So there's a special place where they used to daven there for the tainus. So it had some kedusha. So if you sell that place, loichim bedoma beis haknesses. With the money you buy from that, you're allowed to buy a beis haknesses. That's your allowed to buy. Rashi, b'nei yeh shemach rechoy b'shalir, yesh boi kedusha k'nefosh b'gemara. Hoyilu mispalim boi b'taniyas mamodis. They used to daven there by the tainas and the mamodis, so these rechoy boys, these like places in the streets, a certain meeting place like, it has kedusha to it, so when the people sell it with the money, they could buy a basic nesis. Basic nesis, so somebody sells a basic nesis, the klal is, with the money you get, you have to be malah b'kedusha. You have to buy something more kaddish than it was before. You're not allowed to take something that's more kaddish and use it to buy something that has less kedusha. So the Mishnah is saying the nyanim of going up with the kedusha. So if you sell the basic knesses, is loichin teva. You're allowed to buy an oron hakodesh. An oron hakodesh has more kedusha than the basic knesses. It's more closer to the sefer teva. Teva, if you sold an oron hakodesh, loichin matfachis. You're allowed to buy the mantle for the Sefer Torah, the covering for the Sefer Torah. Mitzvachos, if you sell the mantle, the covering for the Sefer Torah,